Balaram Das was asking a question: how should we behave when others glorify us? What should we think? And how do you deal with such things? In a society where we're meant to be primarily showing love and devotion to Vaishnavas, it's hard to avoid being praised. Devotees should speak words of praise to each other. They should glorify each other. Oh, my dear friend, you dressed the deity so beautifully today. You're so fortunate to be able to have such service. Or, my dear friend, you distributed so many books yesterday. No doubt Srila Prabhupada is showering his blessings upon you. And so on, and so on, and so on. And this is just in the general flow of things as we're functioning as so may I use the word average devotees or everyday devotees in our everyday dealings. This should be going on. So what should we do? Well, two things should take place. There should be a mudra, there should be appropriate showing of humility, and there should be vacha, there should be appropriate words said. So our Lord Chaitanya has told us how chanting Hare Krishna proceeds without interruption. So he says, Tinada Pisanichina, one thinks oneself to be very worthless and not worthy of any kind of prayer. But on the other hand, he says, Amane Namanadena, but you know, you're meant to be giving all respect to others. So giving all respect to others also takes place verbally. So on one side, you're meant to be feeling as humble as a blade of grass. On the other side, you're meant to be giving respect, which means when applied to others, that means that they're also giving respect to you. Kirtaniya Sadahari. So it's the order of the Lord. Therefore, we need to accept that. And how will we respond? We fold our hands, we bow our head. This is the mudra that Vaishnavas must show. And then, not that they keep their heads up high, but when being honored or praised in some way, they lower their faces. And then they also speak some nice words. They tell the person who's speaking, my dear sir, because you're such a great Vaishnava, you see good qualities even in someone like myself who has none. Or I remember when I was a young devotee and Bharadwaj Prabhu visited the temple in Montreal, and I really liked him, so I spent time with him. And he once told me, he says, whatever qualities you see in me are just a minute spark of what is present within our spiritual master. So getting on to 40 years later, I still remember what he said, those words that he said. A Vaishnava has to pass on respect. He doesn't say, yes, you're right. I am all those things that you say. No. He makes some gesture of respect and passing on whatever credit one gets to one's spiritual master, to the observer himself, and or just saying, I'm such a fallen fool, I have no real good qualities, and so on. So these are in terms of our ordinary interaction, but what about when you're a sannyasi, you're a guru, you're a leader, you're a senior person? The other day I was saying that it's actually the duty, the compulsory responsibility of a disciple to daily glorify his spiritual master. disciples are meant to come every day before the spiritual master and speak some nice words, offer their respect. How is the spiritual master meant to be doing that? Balaram was asking, well, how do you deal with that? But it's Lord Chaitanya's order. Amara Agya Guru, he says you have to become Guru. And Guru doesn't work if others are not taught how to show respect. The idea of Guru as just being a some kind of position, a person who at the same time doesn't have the role of Sakshathari, it doesn't work. There's only one type of guru that we read about. Of course, they may be of different levels of advancement, but however advanced they are, they're still meant to be dealt with as Sakshathari. And that means that you have to offer respect to him in the same way that you offer respect to the Supreme Lord. The spiritual master, again, but like we see with pictures of Srila Prabhupada, his hands are always folded, he's always offering respects back to his disciples. Srila Prabhupada would point out that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would sometimes bow down and offer respect to his disciples when they were showing him respect. So it never stays with the person to whom it's offered, but it's being passed down. And although it's an uncomfortable thing, but just like going out on Sankirtan is an uncomfortable thing. It's cold, you get ridiculed and so on. So similarly, accepting respect and worship and words of praise from others may be an uncomfortable thing. But life isn't about being comfortable, life is about following the order of the Lord. And if that's what pleases Him, then that's what we do. And of course, the occasion when that really, really comes to its peak is Vyasa Puja, where you're systematically making arrangements to glorify the spiritual master. Hard thing to swallow, but once again, it's part of an annual function that's meant to help increase devotees' faith and respect in the Guru Parampara, because it's an integral part of our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Once again, it's not something that can be just disposed of, all in the name of humility. So there is false humility, and then there's real humility. So to just tell disciples, well, you know, you can't do Guru Puja, you can't do Vyasa Puja, out of humility, is to reject Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. It is to reject Srila Prabhupada's example. Do it, but you have to do it in the proper way. And that's our duty as Vaishnavas and our gurus. We want to develop a entire community of trust and faith where people are used to constantly glorifying each other. That means that we also have to know how to accept that type of respect and glorification. So anyway, these are some thoughts on a very relevant topic, very relevant subject, and we'll continue more tomorrow. Hare Krishna.